Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
This evening I'm joined by Adriana. She's from the United States. Thank you for joining us, Adriana. Could you tell us your story, please?
Yeah, sure. I have triplet boys. They will be seven in September 30th. They will be 7 years old. And then I notice the boys when they're around a year and a half, 2 years old, they're not talking. They start having kind of autistic behaviors with toe walking, flapping, and not following direction pretty good. And that kind of scared me. I have a daughter. She's 8 years old, and she developed totally normal, no problems. But with the boys, me and my husband started noticing that something was not quite right. And then the boys had always dry skin and red pimples growing around their cheeks. And they didn't have back then like normal, regular bowels, bowels movements. It was like a really kind of diarrhea and almost every day. And very skinny, very hard to gain some weight. And the boys was like pale color. They're not looking healthy at all. And then we found this neuropediatrician in California that asked us for a lot of blood work. And then his name is Dr. Michael Goldberg, and he's very well known in California for treating kids with ADHD or kids that has autism. And then my boys was from the local pediatrician here, and I live in Idaho Falls. They said the boys are autistic, not too much hope for the future. Probably the boys in the future is going to need iPads with pictures to communicate. And we don't see the boys talking, never, because they're already almost 4 years old and they're still not talking. And then we met Dr. Goldberg. We had the blood work done. And Dr. Goldberg said, look, we're going to do the Fragile X test to make sure it's not in your family, you know, but I don't have any kids in my family or my husband's side family that has autism or mental retardation or something. That was all new for us. And Dr. Goldberg said, I'm pretty sure that on the blood work is going to come with the HHV6 herpes virus very sky high and the GI inflammation and all the immune system, very weak immune system. And then we're going to put the boys on the antifungals, antivirus, and diets, and then we're going to see if the boys start responding to that. And then after about 40 months on Dr. Goldberg's protocol, the boys start having regular bowel movements, not kind of worry diarrhea like before. The skin start getting much better. All that red pimples was gone, and then the boys start talking. The boys start with open words and then little sentences and then start building up more sentences. And the boys start fading. All that flapping, toe walking, all that autistic symptoms start fading away. And then Dr. Goldberg said, 90% of the kids, I'm doing this for 30 years, and 90% of the kids that has is not born classic autistic, the kids has the HHV6 herpes virus sky high, and the GI is like a mess. It's like has a lot of inflammation, and we need to treat with the antifungals, antivirus, and diet. And then it's when these kids start having the brain working properly again, the front lobe of the brain, which is the part that's responsible for speech and behavior, is the front lobe of the brain. It's where the virus and the inflammation from the GI go straight and shut the doors for speech and behaviors. And then we follow Dr. Goldberg's treatment, and the boys, pretty much, I would say 80% recover from all the symptoms. And my third boy is fully recovered. He's talking. He doesn't have any autistic symptoms anymore. The other two still has a little bit more to recover. But about 6 months ago, I found online about LDN, and I saw some on specifically the video that say LDN story on a YouTube. And then a doctor from Florida, yes, he was talking about the benefits of LDN for autistic kids. And I would say not autistic kids, but kids that have the autistic symptoms, because it's treatable most of the case. And then I was watching the video, and that caught my attention, the benefits of LDN. And I talked with other parents, too, that was already using LDN, and seeing some friends that I have in California that was seeing good results with for kids, 3.5 mg dosage for LDN, get the prescription with their local pediatrician. And then I talked to my local pediatrician in Idaho Falls, and she was already working with patients that have cancer and kids with ADHD problems, and kids that is very, very hyper, or kids that has the autistic symptoms, and then was very successful. And then she asked me if I would like to try it. I said yes, and my boys start with 1 mg, and then we build up all the way to 3. The boys right now are taking 3.5 mg every night, 8:30 p.m., and like half an hour before bedtime. And then I saw what I saw after LDN. I saw very, very quality of sleep. They used to sleep good night sleep, but sometimes waking up in the middle of the night. But now they can sleep straight the full night with quality sleep, because I can tell in the morning they don't have the dark circles anymore. And the doctor, Michael Goldberg, the one that treats my boys in California, he was saying the dark circles around the eyes is a big red flag for food allergies. So I learned with LDN that LDN helps with the immune system, because my boys doesn't have the dark circles anymore around their eyes. They're sleeping pretty good. And the eye contact is really, really good. I saw in the very next day, the boys took LDN one night, and then the next day in the morning, I saw all three with a very, very good, bright and alert look, following directions really good. And then all the therapists that work with the boys at school, or occupational therapy or speech therapist, said, you know, the boys seems really bright and alert. And one of my boys was like very, very hyper, and then he seems way more calmer and more folks. And another thing that I noticed, speech longer, they're talking in longer, clear sentences. Like before the LDN, one of my boys, if you want banana, he just would look at me, mama, banana, please. Or now he can say, mama, can I have my banana, please? More clear and long, full sentence after LDN. Instead just saying water, now he can say, mom, can I have water, please? Or can I have my food, please? And before he would just say food, or I want food, like very, very short sentence. Now I note that it helps with the speech, because they are talking more longer sentence and more clear. New words too that I never saw them talking before. For example, I'm going to give an example. For example, if he asked me something the other day, he asked me for a specific food he cannot eat. And I said, no, Brian, you cannot eat that food. And he looked at me straight in the eyes, said, why not? He would never, before the LDN, he would never say something like that. He looked straight in my eyes, said, why not, mommy? And then I explained that now he is coming to why not, you know, and more questions. And, oh, can I get my iPad, please? And using better and longer sentences. And I note the speech is taking off pretty good as the LDN, and they look healthier. And one thing that caught really my attention is the last blood work before LDN, the HHV6 was 1. Just each lab reads different, but just to give an idea, was 1.160, and after 4 to 5 months on LDN, the HHV6 dropped drastically, like dramatically drops for 1.40. Even Dr. Goldberg said, "Whoa, that was a huge difference only in 3 or 4 months." Right now the HHV6 called the HHV6 IgG blood test is normal. They are in a normal level now. It's not sky high anymore. So that caught my attention too. If LDN is helping dropping the high numbers for the HHV6 virus, I think LDN works for the entire immune system. I believe so. And the blood work is showing. The blood work showing much better with everything. The CD4, CD8 cells and everything. The NK cells in a good level too. So I really believe the LDN is really helping the boys and showing they're sleeping better. Their skin is pretty nice and soft, and they look healthier. I'm really happy. I'm really, really happy with the results.
Well, what an amazing story. Thank you very much for sharing it with us.
Yeah, you have a great day.
I'd like to introduce Sarah from England, whose daughter Jasmine takes LDN. Thank you for joining me, Sarah.
Thank you.
Could you tell me for what condition Jasmine takes LDN?
Well, she's been diagnosed with autism, and she's also been diagnosed with chronic pain, which she's had for about 3 years. They're not quite sure what's causing it, so it's just a diagnosis of chronic pain at the moment.
Okay. So when Jasmine first showed signs of autism, how old was she?
She was probably about 18 months, 2 years old, but she didn't get diagnosed until she was 10. It presents quite differently in girls, and they didn't really pick it up, and I didn't pick it up. So she got diagnosed quite late.
Mm-hmm. So by the time she was 10, what was her life like?
She was very, very lonely. She couldn't make any friends. She didn't really understand what was happening around her. And she's sort of like going off in her own little world, if you like.
Mm-hmm. And when did the pain start to happen?
When she hit puberty, when she was 11, she started off having a pain in her hip, which spread to her legs and to her elbows, and she had nodules on her fingers, and pretty much her whole body was painful, and she had these weird rashes on her legs that came and went. We're not sure what they were.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how did you hear about LDN?
That's a good question. Trying to remember that now. I think it was on the internet, doing some research. We did go and see a doctor in London to measure her nutrition, and do blood tests and stuff. And I think it was a combination of him and the internet where we found LDN might be useful for Jasmine.
Okay. Now, you also told me that Jasmine was very fatigued. And she also had voices in her head?
That's right. She was, when the pain hit, at the same time, she had voices in her head. She was very anxious, and she was very lethargic. She would literally crash for days. If she'd done a little bit of exercise, like, say, felt a bit better and went on the hula hoop for about 5 minutes outside, then she would crash for 3 days just from doing that. So we couldn't go out anywhere or do anything as a family.
Okay. So you were saying also about schooling. What was happening at that point with her schooling?
Well, I decided to take her out of school because she was off sick so much because she couldn't literally handle being in school with the pain and the lethargy, and she was getting bullied as well. So I decided to homeschool her, and then decided that wasn't working because we weren't very motivated to get on with it. So we put her back into the system, and she ended up in an exclusion centre for 3 hours a week. Basically, in England, it's where kids go that are ill and have been excluded from school. So she went there, and she didn't like it at all.
So how would you sum up not only Jasmine's life before LDM, but the whole family's life?
We had to plan how, if we were going to go out, usually we would have to leave Jasmine at home with her brother. We couldn't go out as a family. She just couldn't walk that far. And even if we went round the local supermarket, by the time we got halfway round, she would go literally grey and nauseous and just bend over and stoop and just she couldn't move any further. She just looked like she was like a zombie, like really grey and terrible.
And you were also saying about her eating.
Oh, her eating was appalling. She didn't eat very much, and she was extremely thin, and she would only eat certain foods, and she was, if it didn't pass the smell test, she wouldn't eat it. And it was very worrying at that time, because we tried to go on a gluten-free diet, and that was even worse, because most of her food that she likes was pizza and things like that. So we did do gluten-free for 3 months. I think it did help, but we couldn't continue it because of her fussiness in her eating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so life was pretty dire. And what was it like for her siblings?
Both were very frustrated. We tried to sort of do things, and every time we tried, it was just a fail. Every time we did something, it was, fail. I was thinking about getting her a wheelchair so we could go out as a family, and my husband and the GP were, astonished with me that she'd need a wheelchair, but they didn't see her every day like I did, and, I think that would have been the result in the end, that we would have had to got her a wheelchair so we could have gone out as a family and enjoyed things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you managed to get hold of LDN and started, and did Jasmine notice any introductory side effects?
The first time she took it, she used to have night terrors as well, like really bad dreams in the night, and she used to see things as well and hear things as well as the voices in her head. She also thought she could hear things like chickens in the garden and things like that. When she started the LDN, the first thing that went was the voices, and that was quite quick. And side effects were more sleep, but less of the night terrors, but more sort of dreams that she could remember and explain. Mm-hmm. So they weren't nightmares. They were dreams that were very, very real, if you like, and she really thought that had happened, but they weren't like horrible dreams or anything like that she'd had before.
Yes.
Then no other side effects, apart from good ones.
So what did you notice?
Well, the first thing was the voices went, and then her energy levels increased over a period of time, probably about, I'd say a month or 2 months. Slowly but surely, she could go to the supermarket, walk all the way around and not feel tired, and then she could sort of go out on her scooter for a little bit, and she's a very outdoorsy girl. All she wants to do is be out and about and run and do stuff. So as soon as she felt the energy, she did it, and there was much less of the crashing. She probably would sort of go, I'm going to have a little sleep for a bit, rather than crash for 3 days. It would just be a little 5-minute sleep, and then she'd be fine. So the lethargy went after the voices, and then the pain in her legs. She still has the pain in her legs, but it's not as bad, and it's kind of flares. And that's definitely got a lot better, and her legs that were quite bent for some reason are now quite straight. So and also the rash that she's still got on her leg, which sort of moves around a bit, it looks like stretch marks. That's moved around and faded quite a lot. So there are signs that the pain is definitely improving as well. Mm-hmm. And also the other thing that's good is she's trying new foods. I would say that every month she's trying 2 or 3 new foods, and it's getting more and more as she gets older. She's trying more and more different foods. In fact, we can all sit down as a family and eat the same food now, rather than me having to cook different meals. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So how would you sum up your family life now?
A normal family life. We can go out, we can take the dogs for walks, we can go swimming, we can go on holiday in our caravan. We haven't got to worry about if Jasmine can handle this or if she can't, because she can. At school, she's now started school full time and doing cross country and stuff. So it's a complete turnaround, an absolute turnaround.
Well, that's amazing. A really, really inspirational story. And maybe we can do a follow up in a year's time or so and see how.
Oh, that'd be fab! Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. Yeah, it's brilliant. I can't thank you guys enough for raising the awareness. So we found it, and you know, it's definitely worth trying for anyone out there that has similar symptoms to Jasmine. You know, we've experienced so much positives from it. We just can't fault it. It's brilliant.
Thank you very much for sharing this story with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'd like to introduce Tina Velasquez from the United States, whose children Jacob and Skylar take LDN. Thank you for joining me, Tina.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Could you tell us Jacob and Skylar's experience of LDN, please?
Yes, well, Jacob was the first one. Jacob was diagnosed with PDD-NOS, which is high-functioning autism, at the age of 4. And at that time, he was very aggressive. He couldn't tolerate noises such as babies crying you know, hair dryers, toilet flushing, anything like that. He was, he had lots of sensory issues. We couldn't take him in public. He would just run away from us. He would open the door to our house and just run for the street. And, but the worst part was, it was right after our daughter was born, and she was just an infant, and whenever she would cry to try to make her stop, he would kick her or throw things at her or scream, and he would cry sometimes himself, and he would slam doors. We had holes in our walls. He was just very unhappy. He wouldn't let me touch him. I couldn't hug him or kiss him. If I told him I loved him, he would say, "I don't love you." And so we started seeing a biomedical doctor who treats children with autism in a more natural way. And after a few months, of trying a few different things, and a lot of things were really helping him, but the biggest thing was Jacob's aggressive behavior. And so Dr. Udell asked me what it was, you know, what was the worst thing? What did I really want fixed? And I said, you know, his aggression. I just especially towards his little sister. And so he said, well, why don't we try something called low-dose naltrexone, LDN. And as soon as I heard that, I just thought, that sounds like a drug. And I remember my eyes started to water, and I thought, how could he even suggest this? He's supposed to be, you know, biomedical, more natural, and I didn't want my son on, you know, stimulants or any of those things that I had heard about. And so he said, okay, just calm down. Let me explain to you what LDN does. And he explained about how you at the time, well, we started with the cream that you rub on the wrists. And so he said, you know, you'll rub just a little bit of the cream on his wrists at night before he goes to bed, right before bed, and then that it would block his endorphins for the first 4 hours. And then when his body realized that the endorphins were being blocked, that they would upregulate for the next 18 hours. And that some families were finding that their children with autism who had negative behaviors, that they were doing better on LDN. And so I thought, okay, it's worth a try. I mean, a cream, how well is this really going to work? You know, but I, you know, that the doctor had really helped us with other things in the past. So we got the prescription and we rubbed it on his wrist that night. And the next day, typically he would wake up and we would know he was awake because he would slam the door as hard as he could and, you know, startle us all awake. And but that day I actually went into his room and he hadn't woken up early like he normally does. I went in to wake him up and he said, "Good morning, Mommy." And I just couldn't, I thought, okay, this is has to be a coincidence. This can't be real. This can't be happening. And it's so hard to believe still as I'm saying it, that this is the way it happened, but it truly is. I mean, he changed from that day on. He was calm and he was happy and it was in just such a natural way. It wasn't as if he was being medicated or anything. He was just the way that I had always hoped he would be. And he stopped throwing things or trying to hurt his sister. You know, if she would cry, he would just cover his ears or, you know, ask me, you know, help Skylar, what's wrong with her, you know, but he wasn't aggressive towards her anymore. He wasn't aggressive towards us anymore. Like I had mentioned it to Dr. Udell, he even when I would start to tell him, he would actually even start telling me he loved me. And I remember saying, "Will you always love me this much?" And he would say yes. And then I even recorded him telling, you know, I said, "I love you." And he said, "I love you too." And I recorded him because I just was afraid that this wasn't going to last. I didn't see how it could be possible. And and eventually he got a little bit of a rash from the cream. So we switched to the oral liquid and that seemed to work even better. And he's still on it to this day. That he was 4 years old. He's seven now. And, he's doing great. His aggressive behaviors haven't come back and his negative behaviors haven't come back. Still tells me he loves me. So, you know, he's very protective of his sister now. And, now our daughter, Skylar, she's three now. And, I think it was about a year and a half ago, we started her on LDN as well. Because she had a little bit of a low immune system and it has helped her immune system, but more than that, it's helped her. She was just, a very, very fussy child. She would just follow me around the house and kind of cry and whine and just wanted to be held all day. And I didn't really know what was wrong with her because she's speech delayed as well. And it's total 360 turnaround for her. She's just always happy and very rarely does she whine or cry. And she's just one of the happiest children you'd ever meet. So it's really just been life changing for our family. I mean, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So. But then you have another remarkable story to add there about Jacob being a piano prodigy. Would you like to tell us about that?
Sure. Jacob, we recognized Jacob's gift first when he was just turning four. He used to sit with my husband who plays. My husband was in a 90s band when he was younger. And so we have a grand piano in the house. My husband loves to play. And so one day my husband was playing one night and Jacob was sitting watching. And the next morning, I heard the song playing that my husband was playing the night before, but my husband was at work. And so it was just Jacob and I in the house. And so I was confused and I thought, I thought my husband had come home. And so I went into the room and it was Jacob and he was three. He was just turning four. And I thought, oh my goodness. And I called my husband right away and I said, "I can't believe Jacob's playing the song you played last night." so then it was, we were just so surprised and so shocked. And so we, my husband started working with him a little bit, and then we started trying to find a piano teacher because my husband doesn't really read music. He just plays more by ear. And so we really wanted to get Jacob reading music. And so we had such a hard time because for a little boy who's not yet 4 years old, nobody, everyone said he's too little. His hands are too small. He won't sit. And you know, that he would need to be seven. Most places wanted him to be seven. Some said five. And so it took probably about 2 months or so before we finally found a teacher that was a little bit of a drive, when we just started taking him there once a week. And he was just going through, you know, he's learning two or three songs a week. And then he was just finishing the books and she was starting him on more and more difficult pieces, and he just was picking them up, and we would go to recitals and people were approaching us saying, how old is your son? I can't believe he's 4 years old and playing that. And so it was really,
Could you tell us what songs he's playing? We're not talking Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star here, are we?
No. I mean, that's how it started, but no. Well, he's recording an album right now, and there's 10 songs on there. And he has Mozart. He has Mozart by Beethoven, and then he has Sonata by Beethoven, Sonatina by Clementi. He's playing actually a Yanni song, which is a contemporary artist. He has another Moonlight Sonata. He has Rondo alla Turca, and he's actually learning, right now he's learning a new artist that he hasn't played, Chopin, the Waltz. He's learning that one right now with his teacher, but yeah, they're pretty difficult pieces. So it's pretty fun to watch his little hands going up and down the piano, just wondering how he does that.
I mean, they're pieces of music that I would have thought adults would find difficult, you know. To have a small child do it. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could never.
Getting back to the autism and both your children, what would you say to mothers that have got an autistic child who are really scared and frightened and are not open to LDM?
I would say, you know, I don't know if it will work for everyone, but it's definitely worth a try. I mean, it's not expensive. We have ours mailed to us. We don't even have to go to the pharmacy. And it feels to me, it's the most natural thing. I mean, it's such a very low dose, and I don't even consider it a drug. I mean, it just seems so natural, and it kind of works with the body, where it, you know, depletes the endorphins, but then it causes the body to upregulate. It's not like it's an unnatural thing, and I think it's worth a try. I mean, like I said, I can't guarantee that it would work for everybody, but it definitely did for both of my kids. I mean, I saw, you know, in the stories I told you about them, that, I mean, life-changing is the only way I can describe how LDN has been for us. And we tell everyone we meet about it. You know, we've talked to parents who were considering Ritalin or other things that their doctors had, or, you know, Zoloft, or, you know, different pharmaceutical drugs that their doctors had recommended for their children if their behaviors were aggressive or, you know, they were hyperactive or things like that. And we say, well, why don't you just give it a try? I mean, those drugs are dangerous. LDN, I think it can only help, and it's worth a try. I think it's definitely worth a try. It definitely worked for my children.
And thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
Oh, absolutely. We are more than happy. My husband and I, we tell everyone we meet because we want to spread the word. People don't know about this. People, they only know what their neurologist or their psychiatrist is telling them. And unfortunately, this isn't, you know, LDN isn't what they're telling them. We're just so fortunate that we found a doctor that has really done his research and you know, talked me into trying this. I will be forever indebted to Dr. Dell for what he's done for my children.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.